You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Castle After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Castle After Show.
Bing is for doing, and we are doing Season 5 of Castle, Episode 24, Season Finale, entitled Watershed. I am your host, Bam Erickson. And please introduce yourself, lovely ladies.
Yes, hi everybody, I am Paige Sullivan.
I'm Samara Bay.
And Larice Shamar unfortunately cannot be here for tonight's finale, so, you know.
We miss him.
Yeah, you'll see him
soon. See him next season.
But I'm back.
Yes,
Samara is back.
Yes, and you're very tanned.
I am a little tan. Hey, watershed, get it? Because it's a watershed.
Is that what
that is? But also because it's a watershed.
Huh? It's a play on words.
It's a play on words.
The girl was in a watershed, and
a watershed is like a moment in time that's hugely changing,
monumental.
Gotcha.
And speaking of monumental, what did you guys think about the season 5 finale? What was your overall thoughts?
It went exactly as I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought for the last episode, with so much going on between Castle and Beckett, that we saw a lot of the murder, which I wasn't expecting to see as much of. I really thought that we would focus more on the relationship, or even all of their relationships. But we really, they dove into this, and there was lots of twists and turns. It was a typical Castle murder, but I just wasn't expecting that.
Totally agree.
But outside of that, it was exactly what I expected between Castle and Beckett.
And as a result, it left us with a lot of, you know, false start conversations between mm-hmm. Castle and Beckett, and all of her, you know, hiding the truth about where she was going. That seemed just a lot of scenes that ended, and we were like, wait,
like what happened?
Why are we back at the murder? Don't we need to, like, know what's going on mm-hmm. with these two people? Mm-hmm.
I think that's the point. And
yes,
obviously, but I
suppose.
I felt there was too much of the murder,
yeah,
and not of Castle and Beckett, and I would have preferred to kind of make this episode about the relationships with all the cast members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although I was happy Lainey was in four scenes, but I would have...
You counted.
Yeah, I counted.
You always count.
But
it's
I would have liked, you know, there was a revealing of Ryan letting Esposito know that his wife is pregnant, but it would have been nice to maybe bring her back and see something with their relationship, and then maybe with Ryan, with Esposito and Lainey, and then Sir with something. I don't know, but
here's why I totally think you're right. Yes, perhaps when we get to talking about what happened in the very final moment, I will admit I was perhaps a little teary, a little yay, mm-hmm. who knew. But really, for the most part, in an hour-long episode in which a lot of dramatic stuff was happening to them, mm-hmm. I was not emotionally there with them. Mm-hmm. Because they kept bringing me back to this, like, hacker girl, and mm-hmm. let's find out that, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't like...
You weren't fully invested.
They weren't telling us the story that Bam is talking about, the story where it's about the interpersonal connections of these people we already know.
Right, and normally the season finales are more like, boom,
gut-wrenching,
and it kind of hits you right in the gut. I didn't feel that, and I was really waiting to see what was going to happen with Castle and Beckett. Was she going to go? That was all I was waiting for. The murder, I didn't really care about.
I felt like this episode was very somber. You know, it was just kind of like we were coasting along through it. And we knew they were sad and there were things to be decided. But like you were saying, it wasn't gut-wrenching. I wasn't like, oh my God, what is she going to do? It was kind of like, oh, well, she seems sad.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems sad. But Oh, well, because, you know, we're moving on to the next part of the murder. And so, I guess maybe it's nice that they took a step away from what we're used to because it caught us off guard a little bit. Mm-hmm.
And I do remember us saying just a few weeks ago, I wish that they'd focus more on the murder because that's what that precinct is really good at. And we did get to see them in action. Mm-hmm. She did have, you know, a slightly overdramatic final, possibly final scene in her interrogation room. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With the turn away.
And we saw everybody. I mean, we did. We saw Lainey, Esposito, Ryan, New Girl on the computer.
Lots of New Girl on the computer.
Yeah, Gates. So we saw Alexis and
the mother.
His mother. And so we saw, and her dad. I mean, we saw everybody. So we saw, maybe we didn't see as much of them as we would have liked, but we did see Kate interact with all those people who are important in her life. Correct?
And yes, and on top of it, you know, now that I think of it, each of the conversations that Castle and Beckett had with all of those people, they all said exactly what we wanted them to say. They were, you know, Lainey gave great advice. Martha gave great advice. You know, all of them actually said the right thing. Mm-hmm. It was nice. Yeah. It's just that because Castle and Beckett were so at cross purposes and not communicating, it just left me feeling like,
yeah. It's the worst, though, when you're like, why didn't you guys just talk to each other instead of talking to everybody else?
Yeah, when they could have had their conversation. And then the conversation really didn't take place because of an interruption, which we'll discuss later. But let's go into the murder.
Yeah. So, weirdly enough, I feel like, you know, they jumped on what was happening in the news a few months back, at least here in L.A., and I think it was a national story. Some girl...
Because that's what everybody fears.
Yeah, but some girl went missing for a few weeks, and then they found her in, like, a watershed, kind of, like we just saw. And the reason they found her was because of people in the hotel complaining. And I actually think it was a nicer hotel. It wasn't, like, a sleazy hotel like the one that we just saw. It was a nicer hotel. It was nicer.
Maybe nicer.
Nicer. But this one seemed like a real, like, scary place to be.
A dump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so I thought it was weird that Castle, you know, really took something that was in the news this year and basically threw it in this episode. Not everything was the same, but I mean, at the beginning, I was like, are they really doing this? They're really going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it, though, a little bit, because it ties in. It makes it relatable. We all remember watching that on the news, and so here
it is. It's interesting, you know. So we find out that this girl is not who she seems. We find out that she has a computer science background. Castle makes the, you know, puts the lovely hacker. Two and two together and has the hacker. And they even mention Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, like, again, with their cultural references. And then it ends up being about a best friend from high school instead of being about a, like, takedown of a corporation, which, I mean, I guess in a way that's way more easy to grasp. It's humanizing. It's fine. But it does seem like in a finale episode, I was expecting it to be something just more watershed for the murder plot line as well as for the personal plot line.
Yeah.
Ladies, I was totally expecting more because, like I said, just a couple seasons ago, you know, you had the other captain who was shot. And, I mean,
oh my God, right?
That was like so dramatic.
So
like,
different than what this episode
was. And when Beckett was shot.
And then Beckett was shot. And so there was
maybe
so
that's
many.
All, that's the last finale. It's the most recent finale in years.
They didn't have anybody get shot.
Any leads get shot.
But one thing that I appreciate about this murder was the murder, it involved everyone. Mm-hmm. It involved everyone. There was actually two murders that was involved. So there was more interaction between Lainey and the gang. And then you had Ryan and Esposito. Esposito looked a little bit different. You know, a couple weeks ago, you guys were going crazy because he had kind of the big,
I have
know,
to say, the first second we
had,
saw him this time, I
he
thought, wow,
afro,
he's back to being clean
and
cut.
And he was very clean cut, very clean shaven. The hair was a little more tamed. And he was wearing
suit.
Suits
and tie.
And tie.
Maybe it's for that girl, the new girl. Because did you see when
she was talking?
He was looking. Yeah. So maybe he's upping his game.
Maybe it's going to be a little triangle with Lainey. I mean, if we're back at the precinct next year. Dum, dum, dum.
Well, we do know that we will be back next season.
Because,
that's something that we can at least know that we weren't just left hanging on a did they or didn't they.
Yeah.
So that's I was happy about when I heard that. But yes, I can't imagine.
In case you guys don't know what we're talking about, and this is, we were going to save it for news, but we might as well just say it now. It was announced yesterday that ABC has renewed Castle. So.
Woo! Did it get renewed for 2 years? I heard somewhere that they did something pretty unprecedented.
I know they definitely renewed for season 6. I don't know if they did for 2.
I don't see why not. I mean, I predicted we'll do 7 or 8 seasons. So.
I remember I thought of your prediction when I read that news. Yeah.
But also they were saying that they're wondering if there will be a shakeup between Castle and Beckett because the ratings dipped a little bit this year when they kind of got into a steady relationship. So I'm really hoping that at the end of this episode, when we come back, it's good news, not bad news. I mean, I like Casket.
But that also happens in any TV show.
I know.
When the couples get together, that's what they're invested in. That's what they want to see. So now that people have seen that, I can see why the ratings. But they're still number one in their time slot. So although the ratings have dropped, you know. But enough about that. So let's go. Yeah. Let's go back to this. let's continue back with the murder. So, do we want to comment on anything else with the murder?
I just thought it was typical. I feel like we've heard this story before. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I was really hoping there was going to be a twist, that it wasn't just going to be about, you know, I'm using the fact that I happen to have hacker skills to look into a major company that just happened to kill off my good high school friend. It just seemed oddly...
Right, and so are like we assuming that the guy was driving the car and then the girl died and then he put her in the car? I mean...
We don't.
I wanted a little more information about the car crash just because... I mean, when they go through that car, unless he did a bang-up job of cleaning it up, they're going to find where her blood was. They're going to know where she was sitting upon impact. They're not going to be like, oh, weird. It looks like her head hit this, you know, dashboard, but she's sitting in the driver's seat.
If you're running for Senate or whatever that guy was doing, maybe they don't look so...
Well, they didn't know he was there. Nobody knew he was there. They thought she... So, I mean, I don't know. I just kind of... felt like we've seen this, you know, it's the big guy, you know, and you know, the underdogs really fighting for what they want. And sadly, yeah, people were put behind bars, but 2 extra people had to die for this, you know, to solve this murder. And so, yes, they were brought to justice, but I don't know, it was kind of like a bittersweet murder case because we solved it, but 2 people who didn't have to die died.
I don't know. 3 people total who didn't have to die.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep, I don't want to keep harping on the same thing. I just was disappointed in the murder. I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And compared to the other finales, I felt this was very lackluster.
I think we're all comparing it to finales, but we should.
But a finale is the finale, you know? And so, but I don't want to harp on that because there were some great things that did happen in this finale. So.
But I would have also liked, I didn't say it at the beginning when we were talking about the job interview, I would have liked a little more there too. Take her a tour around the DC offices. Take her on, you know, show her what she'll be doing, where she'll be working, the kind of stuff that she can get her hands on. I mean, I wanted to see that. I wanted
Instead, we had 2 different occasions when Kate talks to Lainey and when Kate talks to her dad, where the camera's just on her as the 2 other people ask her the question, basically, is this job worth it? Is it good? And she looks at them and she, you know, as an actress, acts, yes, it's a good job. And that's so much telling and not showing, you know? It's true. It would have been great to actually know what that job was going to entail. It would be nice for, I mean, I don't know how I feel. I think that we all know, okay, I'm not going to get into predictions yet, but I am going to say that they did not make that dot job in the FBI, they did not make it look seductive to us as an audience. They made it maybe look seductive to her. Okay. But we surely don't want to watch that show of her going there.
Okay, call me crazy.
Okay. But crazy.
When I saw the opening shot of her looking out the window with the hair in a bun, with the 2-piece suit.
You thought she was already working there?
No. I immediately thought, wow, I think she would make a great Wonder Woman.
You are a little crazy, Bam.
Because
I don't know.
And the Wonder Woman job, Diana Princess is from Washington, D.C. Okay. And so it just made me think, like, wow, I think she would be, she's tall, she's slender, and I think she would look hot in a Wonder Woman costume. And I was thinking to myself, wow.
You're such a guy.
Seriously.
I'm thinking she would be great to play. They've been torn around with the Wonder Woman movie for years. And I was like, wow, this reminds me, if they go to DC, she would be perfect for Wonder Woman. That's what I was thinking.
Probably unrelated to Castle, to the show Castle.
I would hope so. I would hope so.
It'd be amazing if that was the reveal in the sixth season, is that it's actually a superhero. She can fly. She's been able to fly along. She just didn't want to reveal that in New York, because it's already done in New York.
In DC, you can do it, though. I mean, I don't know.
Has there ever been a DC-based superhero? I mean, the world is waiting.
Who knows? I don't know what you guys at home
Her
think.
Her name is Olivia Pope.
Olivia Pope. Well, that's for another day of the week here at AfterBuzz, but if you do love our AfterBuzz shows, Castle or Scandal, because Bam's on that, and we're obsessed as well, you should check us out on iTunes. You can comment to tell us what you're thinking. If you agree with Crazy Bam and think she'd make a wonderful Superwoman.
Tell us.
Wonder Woman.
See, I don't even know
Superwoman,
what we're talking
female
about.
Female version.
You can rate, comment. We won't be back until the fall. Unfortunately, we have a long summer.
But the internet still exists. We can look at your comments.
Yes. So comment. We'll comment back. Tweet us. Let us know what you're thinking. So, and don't forget, if you haven't watched all of our podcasts, you can download them all, because we've been here all season long.
Yes.
Boom.
But one thing I have to say, when we were talking about wanting more, I feel like this whole episode left me wanting more, but we didn't see a lot at the job, the prospective job, right? Mm-hmm. The one that she's looking at. But we did see how much she views the precinct as her home, you know? When she's looking at Gates or at the guys and she's in that interrogation room and she says, this is my home.
Right.
You know, it made me think for a split second that, you know, she doesn't want to leave this. Like, this is where she's happy, this is where she belongs, this is where she excels.
Well, you could tell she was totally torn between. So when she was at the job interview, she kept referencing, like, she was very unsure about it. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of, you know, questioning her and basically told her if she, you know, if this was not for her, that, you know, she doesn't have to do this and that she can go. So she was very torn while she was there at the job. But then while she was back at the precinct, there were signs like, this is my home, this is my home. But when she was in conversations with her dad and Lainey, you can totally tell, like, okay.
She's made the decision.
She's made the decision.
But interestingly, what didn't come up was what I talked about last time when we were discussing this, which is the New York element of it. And if she really is willing to leave, to stop protecting, we'll call put in superhero reference here. You know, if she's willing to stop protecting that city, that particular city where her mother died and that made her want to go into this
field. And
that
senator is still working. I mean, there's so much she's left undone.
I mean, I think that they are waiting until the fall because they are going to
blow our minds.
Maybe they already know, but I think they're going to try to figure out what they want to do because it's not obvious.
Mm-hmm. It's not. Yeah, there's no, I think the reason, you know, it looks like she's, when she's going through her daily business, she looks like this is her home. But when they ask her, she knows that she has to go. I think we've all come to that point where, you know, there's an amazing opportunity and you know you have to take it. You just don't want to because you know you're going to have to leave so much behind. And that's, I think that's how she's feeling. I think she just knew this opportunity is not coming again.
And we've already touched on the conversation that Beckett and Lainey had. But I thought that conversation between Beckett and Sir was a great conversation because you got to see Sir in a different perspective. She wasn't the hard ass. Mm-hmm. You know, she basically said, if I had this opportunity when I was your age, I would have taken this opportunity. And so I thought that was, call me sexist or whatever, but I thought it was a great scene between two powerful women and positions that you don't normally see women in. So I thought that was great
that a woman. That was almost the scene where I kind of wished that if anywhere unlikely and interesting, that's the scene where I would have liked a little more of like what the job actually would entail. Once she says that, then they really open up the floodgates. And you're right, they're talking to each other in a way they've never talked to each other before, because suddenly Becca could possibly not be, you know, under her.
That could really be over her.
Yeah.
Big time.
Seriously. Yeah. And it would have been interesting for us just to get a line or two about what it would actually, what the job would mean or what it would mean differently in terms of her day-to-day and something.
Anything.
I would have personally liked if, I would have liked had, when she went on the job interview, maybe she had a little bit more, take us into this world.
Yeah.
You know, just for an episode. They could have taken us into this world, taken her into what she's all about, while maybe Castle was doing a murder investigation back with the boys, and while Beckett was doing her thing, and we could see the two worlds cross to see how she interacts, how she's on the call, how she's lying to him.
And do you think the fact that they didn't do that is how we know that they're not really going to take that job seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then they would have had to create something. Yeah. You know, they would have had to create that job.
And it's like they were being a little bit lazy. And we're like, we don't want to show that world. We don't want to have to dive into that world.
But this is us being wishful thinkers and hoping, you know, that she doesn't take this job. Mm. Or like my prediction last week, that she takes it. And then by the time we get back for season six, she's back already.
So then let's talk about Castle and Beckett's relationship. Do you guys think that Beckett was wrong to, first of all, not tell Castle that she actually flew to D.C.? To do the job interview, so that was wrong.
I think no matter what, when you lie or you deceive, she didn't have to lie. She just didn't say anything. I think that's wrong. I think the point once of being in a relationship.
And then I think the part where we all got a little cringy was, it's one thing to, whatever the term is, like just not tell the truth, to not lie.
Deceive them.
Yeah, no, but not to deceive, but to omit.
Yeah, omit.
It's one thing for her to go on to take that trip to D.C., but when he says, where were you, and she lies, that's when the moment when you're like, okay, now you're not just not talking about it. Now you're really making – she was digging her own grave, and then she knew she was going to have to deal with it. And every additional shovel was like, oh, God.
Yeah, I just think in a relationship, you get in a relationship because you want to spend your time with this person, and you think highly of them, and you decide to become a unit. You know, when you're in a relationship, you are essentially one. And you have to communicate. I feel like everybody in the world will tell you, what's the key to a relationship? Good communication. Mm-hmm. If you're lying, you're obviously not communicating. And everybody's feelings are being ignored.
And not only that, but when you have good news,
share it.
That's the first person that you want to share with. You want to, you know, call your partner up and say, hey, guess what? Or when you see them, guess what? And so the fact that she wasn't willing to share that information with him, you know, says a lot about their relationship, which pretty much their relationship was in question. And one of the key reasons to that is because I think the mom said it was that the two of them are in a relationship, but they haven't really spoke about the future. They're just in a relationship. Mm-hmm. There's not really, although we've seen a different side of Beckett's, and she's been more revealing and more kind of letting herself be revealed to him. But and if you think about it, there hasn't been a lot of reveal. They don't talk a lot. They talk. They work well together at work.
Right. There's and then they talk about
there's a couple,
murder of the week.
The murders. There's a couple little flirtations and then little subtle problems that goes on in a relationship, like playing the video games and like really minor stuff. But they don't discuss their future. They've never discussed. Although they've been together for a couple of months, there hasn't been any real discussion about their future.
Right.
And do you think that is not appropriate because they haven't been together long enough, but they've known each other?
No, I think when you're at that age, I think, I'm assuming their age is like she's in her 30s. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think when you get to that point in your life, I mean, you make a decision. If you're a person who wants to get married or, you know, commit in a long relationship, you don't stay in relationships you don't see going anywhere, because what is the point? It's a waste of your time.
But more to the point, sorry, do you want to?
No, go ladies first.
But more to, more to the point, you know, if in this moment in time when she has this job offer, she thinks to herself, we haven't had a define the relationship conversation, there's two ways to go. You either say, that must mean we have a problem, or you say, let's have one.
Yeah.
And instead she chose the first one, and all of us were sitting there being like, no, this is your chance. This is the time. This is when you have the communication.
And he basically stayed in a room with her when she was on a bomb to the very last second.
We were there. We saw that happen.
Defined
you can't deny
a relationship.
That.
That is defining a relationship.
Yeah, that was
he was willing to risk his life and do anything to be with her at her last seconds or to save her life.
Okay, Paige, I'm going to jump on the other side. This is her first real heavy relationship.
Yeah.
So she...
They're bad at it. They're both bad at it, for sure.
But he's better.
Well, he's... No, he's not better. He has done it more frequently.
But his... And you're right. His problems are... His problems are that he keeps everything light, and her problem is that she hides stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, they're both, neither of them are well set up for being in a, yeah. And you're right. I mean, like, what's cool is that we are seeing people who are in their 30s or God knows however old, who are, you know, mature adults who have real jobs and yet who are really facing stuff that they've never faced before. Yeah. And it's true. That's cool. But it's frustrating to watch.
Yeah. It's just like, for me, it's, I don't even, sometimes I don't think you need that to find the relationship. I mean, when you grow up, right, you don't have to say to your best friend, so are we, we're best friends, right? You know, when you're a little kid, you just know when there's somebody you can trust and somebody that's your friend. And in a relationship, you should know when this is a long-term committed relationship or not. And you always know when it's not. In the back of your head, you always know when the other person maybe isn't as committed as you want them to be.
Well, they were questioning that toward each other.
But that's just because they both have their own issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
I mean, I think what Paige is saying
but is, no, you make
great. Is that, yeah. Is that if neither of them had crazy neuroses,
yeah.
They would probably have noticed, ah, yes, we are in this for the long haul. And instead, they just have crazy neuroses.
It's just
crazy. Do you think that because Castle knows that Beckett is very
pretty
career oriented,
that she's that not only that, but because she doesn't really open herself up and she hasn't been in relationships, do you think that Castle should have maybe taken the first step to have discussions about the future?
But he doesn't want to, like she was saying, he likes to keep it light. Mm-hmm. He should have, but he likes to keep it light, and he doesn't want to tread where she doesn't want him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But she didn't. She's now twice since January, mm-hmm. We have seen her think to herself, he's not great at bringing up the big issues. Mm-hmm. And neither time did she force it.
Okay.
So it was kind of in her court. If she was the one who was saying, I wish, in her mind, mm-hmm. I wish that we were having this conversation, she could start the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. God knows she's a strong woman.
So then final question. Do you think that had this job opportunity ever came up, he would have proposed to her?
I think yes, down the road. I don't think
it would. This certainly forced the issue.
Yes, mm-hmm. But I do think that was on the horizons. I think he would have proposed. But
was it me who suggested that was happening?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. I had this vision, but you know, and not in the way that it happened.
No,
it was pretty unromantic.
I thought the proposal was corny.
I don't think it was corny. I think it was desperation on his part.
Yeah.
You know?
That too, corny, desperate.
It was almost sad because you could see the pain in his face, and you just want something like that to be so happy and just to be not a. It was almost like he was begging her, you know, no matter what you do, be with me.
I don't know if I saw it that way.
I did. I felt like he said, no matter what happens, like, I want to marry you.
I didn't feel like it was begging. I feel like he did the brave thing that they both wanted. It's just that I felt like it came out of such melancholy and such, like, you can have a profound moment like that, but the profoundness can be based in joy, and this one was not based in joy.
But did Beckett really want a marriage?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
And just the reaction on her face.
She's like,
no. Yeah, but she wants to be loved.
She is loved,
but she also loves her career. And she wants to take the job opportunity.
I think that just means that he's, I mean, in logistical modern day terms, with the amount of money Castle has, all that really means, if she says yes, is we're committed to figuring out how to be whatever the two city version is of Bi-Coastal.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand.
By city.
Which is why I don't understand why that discussion didn't come up
right.
In the first place. Washington to New York is not that
People
far.
Commute. Politicians who actually work in Washington daily commute back to New York.
Like, it's not a far commute.
Seriously, especially when you're Castle and you have that much money, and your daughter's going to be away for 6 weeks. I mean, you have, and she's in college. I mean, and you're not really a full time employee of the 12th precinct. I mean,
I'm a writer.
I mean, he's a writer, but he can write from anywhere, you know. And I think the only thing is, I think he's almost just as hurt by the fact that she wants this job that he's going to be taking his job away. You know, he loves what he does with her. He loves solving these mysteries and mysteries, these crimes. Yeah. And if she leaves, does that get taken away from him?
I kind of wish that they had talked a little bit. I mean, had they had the conversations that we were kind of hoping they would have had earlier, then we could have gotten to more meaty stuff. Like, I kind of wanted him to force the issue on her that half of what makes her such a good homicide detective is him. And that will she be, and that's part of what the FBI liked. And they don't know that he does part of the work.
I'm going to disagree with you just a little bit. they are great at working together. And yes, he does bring up key elements, but we can't take away from the girl's her ability. She's great at what she does, whether if Castle was there or not.
Agreed, right. But they are a team, and yes. She wouldn't necessarily have as high a record of success.
But everybody kept telling him, it's not about you. It's not about you, Castle. Right. And I really actually thought that was extremely selfish of Beckett when she was talking about the job interview, and she says, it's not about you.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I mean, you lied to him.
It's a referendum on how much they're a team or not. Oh,
at that point, I wanted to be like, you're a little selfish in this relationship.
Absolutely, she's selfish, but can you blame her for being selfish? Because
she's been selfish her whole life.
Exactly. She's been selfish her whole entire life, and this is the first relationship, real relationship that she's had. And then even in their relationship, they don't really communicate. So you can't blame her for being selfish.
Listen, I don't blame her for having that initial instinct, but I do blame her for sticking with it.
And never apologizing for it or anything.
Because I totally, listen, as a career girl myself, I totally get that. Like, I have to protect my own interests because no one else will.
Right.
And then 5 seconds later, I'm like, ugh. Or I can, like, let in the people who matter to me and they can help me make decisions.
Because, like everybody says, you can't, you know, you're not going to have your job with you when you're old and dying. I mean, you're not going to have your job sitting in the rocking chair.
It doesn't. And there's some great Marilyn Monroe quote that's like, your success doesn't cuddle with you in bed.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, it's, I think, power to her for being driven, and I would probably take this opportunity too, but there's compromise. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have the job of your dreams and still have the life you want, and if you can't, then I think
what was partly at the heart of this episode that didn't sit entirely well with me. I think for the sake of having a good hour-long television show, they made it seem like an impossible dichotomy. Either she takes the job or she stays with Beckett and with Castle, and the reality is, no, it's a gray area. They're going to work it out. It's going to be that you can kind of have it all.
Yeah, because you can. Maybe not all at the same time, but you can have everything you want.
Well, we've already done news of gossip, so just
season
quickly.
Six.
The news is that they were renewed for season 6. So that's the news and gossip. We already discussed that. So now let's go into predictions for season 6.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
That? I know. That was really scary.
We almost dumped a glass over here.
I was clumsy.
Crazy.
Worked out okay. That was my prediction, is that I'm going to have better balance.
All right.
Better balance next season. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, my prediction is I would love to see to come back and have them still be, have them be engaged. I would like that. Wishful thinking, I would like that. But I would kind of like to see her attempt this job in D.C. and have Castle still be working at the precinct, like doing his own thing with the boys.
I like that.
You know what I mean? Because then, I mean, what we love about Castle and the show would still be intact. And I think eventually Beckett will come back. And I think it's because she has so much unresolved in New York. I mean, even I'm blanking on his name, the guy who jumped off the bridge earlier this year that...
That's unresolved,
you know,
for
sure. He jumped off and Castle's like, he's probably not dead, you know?
Right.
And the senator and everything with her mother. I just think everything... Like you were saying, everything for her is in New York. And I think she'll test the waters in D.C. And maybe she'll find out, yes, this is an amazing opportunity. Yes, I'm good at it, but I don't love it. You know, it's not my home, just like the interrogation room is at the 12th Precinct.
Samara Bay.
Honestly, I'm confused because I would like that. I agree that I'd like that, but if we're doing predictions, not what we'd like. I just don't see, I think they're going to take the route of her over the summer becoming sentimental and deciding she wants to stay in New York. I'm just not sure how they're going to make that sit well with their audience.
Right, because it's almost like she's giving it up. And they
said, we didn't see the DC world. We can't. I seriously doubt they're going to really take that as a serious place that they want to create for this show, for the series.
I think that
we didn't meet any fun, like, colorful people there. We didn't meet, you know, like.
I wonder if they're going to continue at season 6 right where they left off, or will they let time pass by?
Yeah.
So that's one of my, I'm unsure how that's going to happen. But I think my prediction is she's going to not take the she's not going to say yes, which is going to cause problems
with
them. And then they're going to have to go back to the heart. They're going to have to go back to the original whodunit murders. And we're going to see a strain on their relationship. I think it would be cool if he was at the precinct and she was in D.C. and we kind of see that whole thing.
Clash of the Worlds.
Because we didn't see that world, I agree. So right. I pretty much think
that. And if
that,
she says no and takes that job, that's going to be just a weird show to try to keep
I think
make
she,
happen.
Could
Unless
she
they
say,
undo it really quickly.
Yeah, could she say no, though, and still say, no, I don't want to marry you, but I want this relationship to go towards there?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that could happen as well.
Yeah.
And that
would
be a happy medium between everything.
And she takes the job in D.C. and then decides against it later?
Maybe. I feel like she has to
I'm curious what you guys think, honestly. I feel like people should write in because this is really could go a lot of different ways.
Yeah, it can go a lot of different ways, and we have the entire summer to ponder these thoughts. Well, this has been a great recap here on AfterBuzz TV for Castle. This is the first season that we're here on AfterBuzz TV, and so we're glad to continue with next season for season 6. Thank you guys for watching. I'm Bam Erickson. You guys can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Bam Erickson or Big Six Entertainment. Paige?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Sell.
I'm on Twitter at Samara Bay, SamaraBay. And sorry. Also my blog.
Sorry.
TheSmartyAtThePartyDot.
I love the way you say that. Say that again.
I always feel like I need to like underline the smarty at the party.com.
And Larice Shamar, he's not here, but it's True People's Media at Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys. We'll see you
Thank
next
you for
fall.
Listening.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.